Nearly everyone collects something. We want to hear from you in just a couple of minutes. You can call in now. Do you collect something? Do you have a collection? What is it? Something fairly normal, coins, stamps, say, or something a little further off the beaten path. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. For Middleton's Gary Brockman, that collection is buttons. He tells us in this episode of Wisconsin Life what he loves about these everyday fasteners and the deep human history that can be read on their faces.
I've collected a lot of things across my life, but I can't think of another type of object that pulls together the loose threads of sociology and art history and material science and technology in such a complete way as buttons do. Early 90s, I was working in publishing in New York, and long story short, I needed some buttons for a workshop we were going to do with science teachers, and did the workshop. There happened to be two people who were button collectors in that group of science teachers, and once the buttons went out on the table, the science portion of the workshop was over for them. I just sidled around to where they were owing and awing over them and asked them what was going on, and they told me they were button collectors and these were really wonderful buttons, and I asked them if they would stay around after the workshop ended and just tell me about them, and they did, and I was hooked from that point on. There is, of course, the Midwestern shell button industry. Most of the shell buttons that came out of Wisconsin waters were utilitarian. They were fairly plain. They might have a little bit of decorative carving. But there were also outfits that would cut blanks, just cut discs from the shells, and then ship them to Europe for finishing, for cameo carving and other modes of tooling that would produce very deluxe buttons. So in some cases, the utilitarian buttons went directly to market from Wisconsin. In other cases, Wisconsin was one link in a supply chain that included Europe. Button collecting has had a couple of different iterations. It was very popular during the Victorian era. As an organized hobby in the United States, it really dates back to the late 1930s. The publisher of Hobbies Magazine in Chicago was instrumental in putting together a group of people who wanted to form a National Button Society, which still exists and which every few years has its national convention here in Wisconsin. I think buttons matter in the way that any material from any culture at any point in history matters. They're windows into our past. You know, there's that really tired old saying, those who forget their history are condemned to repeat it. And this is just one more avenue into human history, into cultural history, into technological history. You've got it all right here. You can see the development of artistic styles. You can see the development of manufacturing techniques. Everything is connected to everything else.
Gary Brockman's a button collector and dealer. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org. Well, that's Gary's button collection. Now it's your turn. What do you collect? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Straight to our callers now. We've got Tom on the line in Milwaukee. Tom, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Really love your show. I collect newspapers. There's a few people that do that, but I'm finding not too many. And for various reasons, newspapers are very, very hard to preserve, number one. And I guess some people just don't have an interest in it, but I'm kind of a historian, so that's my angle. And I've got newspapers that go back way before World War II.
What's the is there a crown jewel, Tom, a favorite or most interesting newspaper you've collected?
Well, I've got a couple that I think are kind of interesting. I've got the New York newspaper, and as far as I know, it's the only newspaper in the country where that photo ever appeared. But when John Lennon was assassinated, there was a photo that was taken of Mark David Chapman, I think his name was. getting his album autographed by John Lennon just a couple hours before it happened.
Tom.
And so I've got that newspaper from New York.
That's really interesting. Tom, thank you so much for sharing your newspaper collection. That's quite a one to have, too. We'll go next to Jim with us in Rice Lake. Jim, hi.
How are you?
Good. What do you collect, Jim?
I collect the, they're called N-blocks, and they're what goes into an M1 rifle, M1 Garand rifle, which I have a collection of anyways, but there are some that were made before, during World War II and post-World War II, and the ones I collect were made during World War II, and each manufacturer has a their own stamp that they put on them, so you can tell by looking at the stamp who made them and what era they were from.
And what? Why did you start collecting these end blocks from these rifles?
It's just something that I can do and collect. You get some of these and some of those, and I have a couple that I've never seen, but I know they're out there. It's something that goes with the rifle, so I have some World War II rifles that are actually, the serial number was dated during World War II, so if I ever decide to depart with them, I can throw in World War II end blocks to go with them.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Jim. Quick call from Greg with us in Cottage Grove. Greg, hi.
Hi.
What do you collect, Greg?
I collect baskets because I feel that they're the oldest form of carryalls dating way back to the Ojibwas and the Ho-Chunks, which were Winnebagos.
Mm-hmm.
One of my backpacks is actually a woven basket.
That's fantastic. Thank you. You can keep sharing your collections on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to the Ideas Network.